That's the fireworks they used to have when they had pyro. You remember those days?
Can't afford it these days. But you'd think, you'd hope for Raw 25, they'll have it back.
Oh, welcome to Monday Night Raw.
We're live in Manhattan Center or wherever it is. Yeah. It's Manhattan, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway. which is going to be there tonight.
Yeah. Welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE, episode 21, and it's a Raw 25 tonight. So we're recording this Monday morning.
Say finally this would be the 25th podcast. That would have tied in nicely. The 25th anniversary podcast of WWE Proper Sport, whatever it's called.
I've just said Proper Sport Does WWE. Yeah. But yeah, 25 years of Monday Night Raw. Nearly, I think, 1,300 episodes.
Yeah, loads of them have been rubbish.
And it's an impressive feat, though, to be fair, isn't it?
It is. And there's been some great matches over the years. There's been some utter rubbish. you know, we all remember the great Katie Vick angle. That was a good one.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it was something.
There have been good moments as well. I haven't seen the special on the network of the 25 anniversary things, 25 great moments, which probably all include Vince doing something or Shane doing something or Steph doing something.
Mm.
Possibly the Triple H Steph wedding, which, when you think about it, because she was supposed to make a test, right?
Yeah,
but then. Then Triple H DX kidnap her and put her in a car, and she's either drunk or
drugged,
yeah, which of course they don't do that kind of thing on WWF, right?
No.
And they go to the wedding chapel
in Vegas or wherever,
yeah, and they get married, but she can't speak because she's out of it, so Triple H turns away from the registrar and does her voice.
Yeah. What a great moment. Yeah. What I like,
and look what happened after that.
I know. They actually got married.
Another example of how this happens. All these couples in the Mixed Match Challenge, they're all going to end up...
You're telling me that Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be ending up with Natalya?
Well, maybe not those two, but all of the other, especially the ones that are newly single.
Well, what about Sasha Banks and Finn Balor?
Finn Balor. Yeah.
Sasha's married.
All right, well, apart from her then, And the two that are married.
And Lana, yes.
Yeah, well, they're already married, isn't it? So it doesn't matter.
Right.
But all the other ones, you know.
So
we all read the scuttle, but we all know what goes on.
I mean, we must say, though, that has taken a turn from Raw 25.
Yeah. Well, it's Triple H's fault.
Well, yes, true. The thing I like about that moment, though, is where, correct me if I'm wrong, it's where after the video has been shown or something, Triple H goes, so I think the question on everyone's mind, Dad, is not... did we do it? But how many times?
So effectively, they're saying, you know, she was out of it, and you know, you can draw your own conclusions from that.
Yeah, but Triple H, respectable man. Hello there. Anyway, yes. Welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE.
Triple H isn't Paul Levesque. Triple H isn't. He's a dastardly heel, unless he's on NXT when he's the saviour of professional wrestling.
Well, yeah. Hello, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE episode 21. My name is Tom McGuire. Hello. Richard Shaw writes alongside me.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get the sack from this podcast by just saying whatever I want now.
And welcome along. Hopefully you are going to be watching or have watched Raw 25 and you're listening to this podcast, getting ready for it, maybe waiting and killing some time. Yeah. If you're over in the UK, it's on at like 1 a.m. It's across two venues, so it's the original place it was held and the Barclays or something centre.
Yeah.
Plenty of big names going to be there. And it feels like old hat. Sort of bringing back everyone from the Attitude Era.
You know, the problem is because they bring back everyone in one lump. Here's all those people what you used to watch, with the assumption that when it was better almost.
Well, this is the thing. They've clearly not made enough moments of the past since the 90s, it seems, then.
Here's D-Generation X again. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it does get a bit, you know. But some of them are like, you know, why is Tori Wilson on? See, just an example. I'm not picking on her. But it's just a bit, eh?
Was she not that big of a wrestler?
Well...
Or star?
I don't know, she just seems to be... They just seem to throw all these people out at once. And you're just like... If they spread them out a bit more, or... You know, Chris Jericho is apparently on it tonight, isn't he?
Yes.
Right, he's just...
Well, this is the thing, there's no surprises. They've announced everyone.
But he's just been in the semi-main event stroke co-main event, call it what you want, at the big card in Japan.
Potential match of the 12, year, yes.
Yeah. And it's almost as if, wouldn't it have been better if he'd have been like a returning conquering hero coming off the back of that or something, rather than just, oh, here's some people. And one of them's Chris Jericho. Mm. Well, he's off back to New Japan anyway.
I think, obviously, he's a star in his own right.
Yeah.
But like,
he always comes back.
You've got The Undertaker coming on.
Yeah.
Apparently Stone Cold as well.
I've got the list here from WWE.com. Do you want me to go through the list? The whole list.
Go on.
Right, so we said Undertaker, Chris Jericho, D-Generation X, Trish Stratus.
I've watched some of her matches with Lisa. Yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Tori Wilson. Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler. They're going to be at the Manhattan Center.
But they didn't call it originally. They were the original commentators.
Oh, well,
but they were considered the best commentators of that Raw era, were they?
As one of them's Vince, and one of them was a comedian no one liked, and one of the other ones is dead, and another one is dead. So, you know, you're left with few options.
Fair enough. And also, Jim Ross, it's good to hear. He's great.
Jacqueline.
Who?
Jacqueline.
I never knew
Hall
Jacqueline.
Hall of Famer.
Nope, don't know her. Sorry.
Her boobs once fell out on TV.
Oh, poor cow.
The Dudley Boys.
Oh, the Dudley Boys.
Chris John.
Who I found out recently, powerbombed Mae Young.
Yes.
At the time, she was like a 70-plus-year-old woman off a stage.
Through a table.
How did they get away with that?
Because it was the olden days. They didn't have concussions and, you know, beating up people in the olden days.
Who else?
But now, you know, Christian, who had one of the great themes. He had the glorious thing before it was glorious with Bobby Roode.
Yeah. He's also got a great podcast with Edge, if you ever get a chance. And if you, obviously, you're clearly a wrestling fan. Give that a listen.
Yeah. Woo! The Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy! But to be fair, I'm going to sound really harsh here. That's not special.
No.
The man's on television a lot.
One can only hope Ric Flair's in some segment with all of the other women. as is his gimmick. But hopefully not Maria Kanellis. Or if it is, they reveal he's the father of the baby.
Well, Maria Kanellis is heavily pregnant.
And she's a current featured performer.
I know.
Was. Scott Hall. Hey, yo.
Oh,
He'll end up doing the two sweet
thing. Oh, Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
He'll do it with Finn Balor.
Exactly.
He'll do it with the Balor Club.
The Bella Twins. Well, they're on the telly anyway. They don't count.
They're forever on the telly.
The New Age Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know.
You better call somebody. Yeah.
Eric Bischoff. Off of...
He's Bischoff there.
Eric Bischoff, yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Terry Runnels. As referenced on previous podcasts.
Oh, is that one? Oh.
What one?
I don't know if I can
Miss Alexandria York.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Goldust's ex-wife.
Yes.
Was in the thing with Brian Pillman before he died.
Oh, yeah.
Got the book for Christmas. It is excellent.
Well, we've had a chat with the author, so if you've not checked that out, check it out on our previous podcast. I think it's episode 16, I think.
I'm diverting from the thing, but he did an interview with Wrestling Observer Radio, and apparently there might be a film of it, which would be awesome.
That would be very cool.
Ron Simmons.
Damn.
JBL. Just going around.
He's going to bully people, yeah.
Kelly. Do you remember Kelly? The exhibitionist. Her gimmick was she wanted to take all her clothes off.
Oh, what a poor gimmick.
Do you know how old she was when she was on TV doing that gimmick?
Please don't say younger than 21.
19.
Oh, my God.
The Godfather.
Who? Oh, The Godfather.
Prostitute
the guy
fella,
who
yeah.
has pimps and he's a pimp.
Pimping ain't easy.
How can... But then that cannot come on but then modern TV.
But then he turned heel and was not a pimp and hated prostitutes. With Right to Censor, one of the worst things ever.
Oh, Right to Censor, we've heard their theme before. Yes.
The Brooklyn Brawler, who I've seen live on a WWE house show. Michelle McCool, don't know how she's going, I don't know.
She's married to...
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Calloway.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Mean Mark off with WCW.
I won't mess with him.
Have you ever seen him in WCW?
What, The
that?
Undertaker?
Yeah.
No. Well, we'll have a look at that afterwards. Carry on.
Brother Love. Which is interesting.
Is he the guy with the red face that Big E dressed up as for Halloween?
Yeah. Bruce Pritchard, who does a podcast as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is interesting. The Boogeyman. Not interesting.
No, he's got to eat worms.
Just being worms somewhere, yeah. Like Sean Dyche. Teddy Long. Holla, holla.
Tag team match! It's so true.
Former manager of Doom in WCW.
Oh.
I'll leave that one. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, one of the all-time great
characters. And his son could have been fantastic.
Yeah, but no. The Million Dollar Man's music. Money, 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 money.
What if you've money. It's watching that clip of him telling that kid to bounce a basketball, and then on like, and then he kicks it away on like number 18 or whatever it was.
He was really, really
that heel.
He's probably the best of the 80s WWF people who never got to be the world champion. He would have been an awesome world champion, but in those days it was always Hogan.
Yeah, but it's
very rarely was a heel world champion in those days.
Yeah, but it's that is heel.
And I mean, he did buy the WWE title from Andre the Giant, but they got stripped, and that's how he got the WrestleMania 4 crap tournament.
How did he get the million dollar title?
Well, you just invented that yourself. Have you ever seen the video of that?
No,
it's on YouTube. WWE show you. They go to the jewelers where it was made.
Is it actual diamond? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. We'll run through the rest.
Sorry, John Laurinaitis.
Johnny
the Bellas.
I actually
John
think
Bella.
No, seriously, on Total Divas or Bellas or whatever, John, he's quite funny sometimes, and I always find myself Johnny saying, Ace. John Laurinaitis, yeah. I sound like I've got laryngitis.
Oh, Johnny Skateboard Man for the teenagers.
Right, go on.
Harvey Whippleman.
No idea.
He was a crap manager of crap wrestlers. Lillian Garcia. Well, she's not
she's forever there.
The Coach.
Oh, he's on ESPN.
Yeah, he's not anymore. No.
Oh, is he not?
No.
Ah.
William Regal, still employed by the company on television.
Features merely every other second week on NXT.
MVP.
Really MVP? Yeah. God, this is too many.
And
this is
Howard Finkel, the world's greatest ever ring announcer.
Oh, did you ever see him announce the CM Punk in
Survivor Series?
And it just got awkward really quick. Yeah, so makes for a good
all
show.
All of the people. But so there doesn't have to be anyone else on the program now.
Imagine that. Let's just say half of those were surprises. Yeah, so how much better would it be?
Yeah, but sorry, I've just seen the link now that says the hottest Instagram photos from new Raw superstar Mandy Rose. You've lost me after the rest of the program.
Richard, turn your computer off. Stop being a cheeky sausage, right? We're going to talk about Raw. 25 years of it. What's your favourite moment?
I think of anything, because you always pick a moment which you look back on fondly and would watch again, and it would be Mick Foley as Mankind winning the world title for the first time. Even though it was a recorded match, even though everyone knew the result, I don't think I was internet savvy enough in 1999 to know the result. But it was just awesome. The match is crap, basically. It's full of interference and whatever. But it's just it's not crap, but it's the moment he builds up to of Foley winning the world title. It's the bit where the glass breaks and Austin comes in. You can just see the look on Vince's face and Shane's face and The Rock's face. It's just like, hell is about to happen. And he wins the title. It's brilliant. It's just a great moment.
Yeah.
And that's what you only remember, great moments, as opposed to, you know, people being thrown into geeks who were there to catch them, Michael Cole.
Now, obviously, if you're new to this podcast or you're listening to this podcast, I'm still quite a relative newbie when it comes to the world of wrestling. But obviously, I've watched clips, I've watched YouTube bits, I've watched sort of scenarios that have happened on the network and things like that. So, possibly my favourite moments are more modern.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you'd think not. So, for instance, a few that come to mind. And it would have been a perfect time to turn him heel. Roman, this year, saying those infamous words, "This is my yard now." The 10 or so minutes where he couldn't get a word in was absolutely fantastic. And the fact is, they gave him the time to do it. So they know what they're doing sometimes, but they just it's an example of you don't really know what you're doing. the Yes Movement. Obviously occupying Raw.
Yeah.
Brilliant storytelling as well, and it was part of a great journey with Daniel Bryan. That was sensational. Dolph Ziggler cashing in.
Yep.
What a moment that was. The crowd were insane. And there might be another one.
Chris Jericho's debut. That was great.
There was Jericho's debut.
The pipe bomb.
Oh, of course, CM Punk's infamous pipe bomb. That was fantastic.
Hello, Colt. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Breaking the fourth wall.
What's his name getting sacked? Daniel Bryan for choking. What's his name? Justin Thomas?
The ring announcer, though.
Justin Roberts.
Roberts, okay.
Got his book as well. I forgot his name.
There's that.
Eric Bischoff.
Bischoff
turning up.
And then, of course, Shane by WCW.
That was awesome.
That looks like a really good moment. Yeah. When you hear, think about the story of it, but what it led to was the invasion angle.
Ooh, yeah.
Bit of a mixed bag. But for me, I think there's some absolute great moments. Of course, Pillman getting a gun.
Yeah, the gun thing. Were there any great moments on last week's Raw that would make it into the top?
Well, we'll talk about that in a few moments' time. But overall...
I can't wait for SmackDown's Greatest Pro and Euro.
Eddie Guerrero having a great match with someone, I imagine, will probably be there. Obviously, you've already mentioned Jericho. I think there was one more that I...
was awesome because it was a great promo off with The Rock.
That was it. There was one more moment I wanted to talk about. And I don't get the significance of it because, obviously, at the time, I was like six. Tyson and Austin.
Yeah. Well, the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson. Yeah, I think you have to be...
Of that era.
You have to have known Mike Tyson when he was the... king of heavyweight boxing, went to prison, came back,
bit someone's ear,
you know, threatened to eat babies. And he was and is a huge sporting and cultural icon. So the fact that he was in the ring with Steve Austin,
well, when you think about
that,
it,
was a massive rub, on not just Austin but the whole WWE.
Yeah, more eyes on the product, isn't it?
Yeah. Steve Austin's beer bath. Soaking up the beer, that's great.
Don't let him in here!
Kurt Angle doing it with milk. What a great thing about the Steve Austin one is when he gets a truck and nearly brings the Titantron down. Because the truck's not too big.
You just see it move, and I thought at first, oh gosh.
Worst moments, loads. Too many to list.
But perhaps it's maybe not worthwhile going into the negatives.
No, but positive program.
So I've talked about, obviously, my most recent moments. There was one, I forgot to mention this one. I'm looking at my notes. The Festival of Friendship. That broke my heart, but it was brilliant. So Raw 25, we're very excited for it. Hopefully it won't be...
The debut of Absolution, that was good. It's even Paige's debut was a great moment, wasn't it? Beating AJ Lee.
Yeah.
After Raw.
Seth, obviously, turning on the Shield.
Yeah.
Hopefully Dean will do the same when he comes back. Things like that. There are lots of positives. So, you know...
Landstorm starting the invasion. No, that
wasn't. we can complain about it, as we often tend to do in the wrestling community. But fair to say, it's provided us over the years with some great
moments. We're just sitting here, you just remember things that happened, like Ultimate Warriors promo the day after WrestleMania.
Oh, that's heartbreaking now. Looking back at it now.
It's like things you never thought you'd see. Yeah. And that's what they always say about WWE.
Brett and Sean hugging.
Yeah. Brett saying Pittsburgh's the way you put the enema if it was basically an arsehole.
Also, America. I watched this as well. Sticking with Shawn Michaels, he was coming out in Montreal, and his first words were, "Who's your daddy, Montreal?" That was fantastic, and they'd play Brett's music
with the midgets and stuff.
Great moments, great. Yeah.
Well, you'll be unsurprised to hear that the match of the week this week is from Monday Night Raw.
All right, well, we'll come on to that.
It's a belter as well.
We'll come on to that. Time for our Raw recap, of course. Last week, Braun, the adorable Strowman, just wreaking havoc.
He got fired,
and then he got rehired.
Still beat up people.
Didn't make it much sense.
Well, the thing with it is... why don't they sack all the other people who do the same stuff every single week?
It's because it's probably an accumulation. And it's also to help get him over for when he jobs to Triple H at WrestleMania.
But it's like, you know, I don't understand.
I did like the moment with the cake man. Did you see that?
The cake man, yes.
Brilliant. More of that, please. What else has been going on Raw? Obviously, Titus Worldwide getting a second win over Sheamus and
millions
Cesaro.
Millions of dollars.
The Revival beating local competitors.
Used to be called jobbers in the old days.
Oscar versus Nia Jax was surprisingly good.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
I just liked the fact that they still left Nia looking strong despite the fact that she clearly suffered an injury or something. Yeah. And that was a good spot in the falling her leg through the stairs.
Yes.
And that's about it, really. I don't know if there's anything too much going on elsewhere that we need to talk about. I mean, That was it. Obviously, Paige addressed her next situation, saying she's not going to be in the Rumble. So we were talking last week about her possibly career.
That was just like Michael Cole or whatever saying.
No, she said it on the, I think,
I mean, on the program, she didn't say. I think.
Not on the program, but on YouTube, which I've got here.
Sonya Deville beat Sasha.
I think this is it.
Unfortunately, as much as it pains me to say this, I do unfortunately have to sit out for this Royal Rumble per the doctor's orders. I really, 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 really wish I could partake in this history-making match with all these ladies. But, however, I will be there to support my Absolution team, which is Sonya Deville and obviously Mandy Rose here. Because guess what, ladies? Absolution is still going to make the Royal Rumble match their house.
Well, there you go. So, Paige, yeah. Lots of reports, of course, that her career may be over. But
yeah, probably is.
She's come out. Well, yeah. We'll wait and see, obviously, what happens there. So, Raw, not really that good.
No, I think I watched most of it, but yeah, just happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
However, speaking of not good,
SmackDown
was just very odd. It just seemed to go on forever.
How so?
Well, because there wasn't much on it apart from really the US title tournament, which appears to have been squished up. What would have happened if Jinder Mahal or the Singh brothers hadn't been at Bobby Roode? What was going to be the main event on SmackDown? Was it going to be the Riot Squad versus Charlotte, Naomi and Becky Lynch for about an hour?
I don't know. But
what was the main event? What was it? What was it? Because you don't know.
Well, Bobby Roode obviously winning the US title.
Glorious.
Is pretty good. I think that's going to help elevate his career at the moment as it stands in WWE.
Yeah.
Nothing really going on with AJ and Kevin and Sammy or anything, but then thank God, because I was getting pretty sick of it.
The matches went on for a long, long time.
Yeah, it felt a very stretched week, didn't it?
I do like Mojo Rawley.
I'm telling you now, Corey's doing a fantastic job getting him over. He really is.
There's something about him.
Is it the power?
I don't know. I think when he's not pretending to be hyped...
Yeah,
he's better. He needs to go see his mate Gronk anyway, because he got a nasty knock yesterday for the Pats against the Jags.
Yeah, he's not going to make the Super Bowl.
He might not do, no. So, Riot Squad won.
Yeah.
So last week, Absolution and the Riot Squad lost, and this week they won.
Again.
50-50.
Carbon copy booking. It's horrible. All right, so that's SmackDown. I don't think we need to say anything more about that.
Well done, Bobby.
Yeah, well done, Bobby.
Guest on this programme.
He's a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
And then we've come on to the Mixed Match Challenge. Overall, Richard?
Well, I've not watched it until I watched the start and the finish of it earlier, because I didn't know it was on the network, because I've been busy.
But yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
It looks different enough, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
It's more content, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
It's intriguing, leave it at that.
Moving on to the news of the week. Big news that Ricochet and War Machine have signed.
Yes.
Good to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they get it. And Candice LeRae.
The War Machine.
Yeah.
Who am I, as we've discovered, my favourite tag team now these days.
Yeah.
Will they be allowed to be all flippy and stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they don't usually have big fellas being flippy, do they, in WWE? They don't like it.
No. We'll wait and see, but obviously Ricochet is very flippy.
Yes.
So I imagine they want that. Obviously, War Machine, I think they'll be probably one of those sort of authors of pain, Brutus, et tu Brutus sort of types.
Yeah.
What else has been going on? Obviously, Candice LeRae, she's one of the women who's fought Kevin Owens in the Independence. I like that. And obviously, Johnny Gargano, his wife.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Dead happy to see her coming in. And then Goldberg, of course, is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I forgot to mention this last week because I'd read about it and then forgot to mention it. So that's why I'm not usually presenting this podcast. So yeah, that was we'll see who else gets in, because they usually stick a load of random people in as well, don't they? They've got to have one woman, one dead person, and then just some random people they pick out of a hat.
So it
could be anyone. Could be anyone.
Yeah. And then, of course, in other Goldberg news,
yes,
he's rumoured to be going to New Japan at Pro Wrestling.
Yes. Which is interesting, isn't it? But worked over in Japan in the past, earned a bit more pocket money. So, yeah, it is what it is. I don't think there's anything else they could do with him in WWE. He had all the big matches, and I think he served his purpose.
It's a baffling idea that the fact that Goldberg in 2017 went back to the WWE, and in 2018 could be going to arguably WWE's competitor,
yeah,
or nearest competitor, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling. I think, are you the Impact Wrestling World Champion? Because, you know, the way things are going at the moment, you could be.
No, but he is, Austin Aries is on these shows currently.
We need to mention, because obviously it's the Rumble this weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the betting for the Royal Rumble, which is something I followed. Asuka back to second favourite now.
And the favourite is, I'm assuming, Ronda Rousey,
yes. Which I don't think she wins. I still don't think she's in it.
Well, we're going to do a Rumble preview special. So if you if you're listening to this on Monday,
stay tuned.
We're releasing it on Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So give us a listen to that as well. But we'll talk a little bit more about Rumble then.
All I was going to say is Ethan Carter III is 16-1 to win the Royal Rumble.
He is rumoured to be coming in,
he's had a date that he's cancelled for that day.
Funnily enough, as well, Bobby Lashley is also been rumoured, and of course he's previously, obviously EC3 has experience with WWE, as does Bobby Lashley. Mm. When Bobby Lashley was there, though, he was actually booked very well.
Mm. Part of one of the biggest ever WrestleMania main events.
Yeah, with the now president.
With the press.
Of the United States.
And Vince. Vince McMahon and Donald Trump. Who would you trust more?
That's a great question. We might title the episode this.
They once showed an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, right? Because BBC used to show them late at night on a Sunday. I think because they show the proper Apprentice, they had to show the American one as part of the deal. Because there's no other reason why they'd show it. Because you don't know, you've never heard of any of the celebrities because they're all Americans.
Yeah.
And randomly.
Well, not true. I once watched a bit of it when it was on BBC Three once, and Meatloaf was on. No.
Goldberg was on it once as well, actually. Uh-huh. And Maria Kanellis. You know, like Lord Sugar has Karen Brady and that Claude fella.
He has his children.
Yeah. Trump has his children there because he's a big fan of Ivanka.
Yeah.
What
are you insinuating, Richard? And please don't get us kicked off.
No, but once they had random celebrity people being his eyes and ears.
Yeah.
And one of them was Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And it's always weird seeing Vince not in wrestling.
Yeah.
Vince in the real world. Not that Celebrity Apprentice is real, but it's just like.
Odd.
That's Vince. What's he doing?
Yeah, that is odd. So that's the title of this episode: Vince McMahon
Vince,
or Donald
what's
Trump?
Going on?
Who do you trust? and then finally, of course, Hulk Hogan. Oh, in fact, no. There's two more stories. Hulk Hogan knows that Triple H wants him back. Apparently,
yeah.
I mean, has enough time gone?
The Hulkster. I don't know.
Well, in an interview, he with Associated Press. Hogan seems confident that Triple H would want him back. He says, I don't know if they want the back. I think the fans want me back. I think that I'm part of the company from the ground up. And Triple H knows I'm a huge fan of the guys that gave their blood, sweat and tears and their personal life to make this happen. I know Triple H would love to see me back on the inside again. It's only been since 2005 that he got obviously ostracised.
I don't think it matters what Triple H thinks or any of these people think about Hulk Hogan and what he said in the past. And the irony is with all these things of the world we live in 2018 and the past whatever, however many years and things people have said. People said and have done similar or worse things than Hulk Hogan in the past, but because the past is a different world, doesn't get mentioned. That's not to say I think they should bring him back or shouldn't bring him back. I don't really have an opinion either way. I'm not the person you should be asking that, but it's just a strange world we live in.
Yeah, all right.
The Hulkster.
Took a deeper turn than I expected. Yeah. And finally, Dana White believes that Brock Lesnar is going to return to UFC.
Oh, you know who else wants to come back to WWE as well, don't you? Who also says, I love you, Triple H. You know, have you not seen this one this weekend?
No.
Former WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Alberto Del Rio, who apparently blames all his problems on his ex-partner, whoever that may be. But you remember his ex-partner, who currently works at the company, who the company like?
despite certain things on the internet.
Well, no, but I think those things are irrelevant. They like her. They like.
I know that. I agree with you.
They like her and everything else. I don't think they like him.
No, but when he came in,
they ruined him last time by bringing him in, beating Cena, and then turning him heel in that stupid thing with Jack Five Star Wrestling Swagger.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but anyway.
Mex America. Yeah, anyway, that's dumb.
Obviously the final story, obviously Dana White believes Brock Lesnar will return to UFC, which could possibly lead to rumours that Roman will win at Mania, things like that.
Does Brock Lesnar, who apparently is a smart person with his money and stuff, really want to go back and do something where he'll have to train really hard and prepare for something very tough
and get drugs tested,
where he can just turn up every couple of months, have Paul Heyman say some words, and then beat up someone for 5 minutes?
No idea. Well, we'll wait and see, but of course it means the rumour wheel about Roman Reigns and him at Mania means it will take another big turn. Although last time at WrestleMania 31, obviously it was like the week or two before.
All the WrestleManias, it's all Brock versus Roman.
I think it was at 31, and obviously he came on ESPN, did Brock, and he'd signed his new deal, which led us to thinking, oh, what's going on? And then obviously Seth cashed in, and it was a great WrestleMania moment. Yeah. Whether we'll get many great WrestleMania moments, we'll review next Monday after the Royal Rumble. Our Royal Rumble preview, though, make sure you keep an eye out for that, episode 22.
Does that mean I've got to come up with another match of the week for that as well?
No, don't worry about that
one. Rumble to watch. Just say 1992 again.
It's got to be, well, you can't have 92.
No. I'll go for another old one, though, because
I'll give you match of the week for the Royal Rumble, but we'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Well, I won't pick
right
up
now,
else.
Match of the week for this week, Richard Shaw Wright.
Well, we're going back to 1993, first year of Monday Night Raw. I thought I was picking the Pro Wrestling Illustrated match of the year, but apparently that was a rematch. So we're going back to episode 17, which has two very noteworthy moments on. No, not the smoking guns, but it's the episode where the kid beats Razor Ramon.
The upset.
And then later on, Shawn Michaels loses the Intercontinental title to Marty Jannetty. Raw 17 on the network. The Rockers explode. It's a great match. And the rematch is great as well. I think that's on episode 26. So go back and watch Marty Jannetty versus Shawn Michaels. Marty Jannetty, who we all thought, you know, was Seth going to be the Marty Jannetty of the Shield, or was Dean? And somehow they managed to make all three strong-ish for a bit until they ruined Dean. But Marty Jannetty, unfortunately, the Marty Jannetty of the Rockers, beat Shawn Michaels for the Intercontinental title and makes you think, what could have been? He was very, very good, but as good as he was in the ring, not as good out of the ring.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to watching that. Thank you very much for your time, as always, Richard Shaw.
Okay.
Right? Thank you very much for listening, if you have listened. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share with your friends. But most importantly, have yourself a lovely day, no matter what you're doing. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.